So this is Yud Gimel Midas, and that's Shabbos Tshuva Tavshinayin Dalet. The Gemara in Rosh Chodesh Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Omer Yoichle Mirbale Mikra Kosov I Ef Shalom Rumelamet Shnisata V'Kudosh Bochu Kishliach Tzibur Vera Lo Lemoishe Seder Tfila. Yuzmare To Moish Rabbeinu Seder Tfila. Omer Loi Kozman Shisol Choyti Miyasu Lefanei Kaseder Zeh V'Ani Moichel Lohem. So here is the idea of the Yud Gimel Midas, that HaKudosh Bochu Ilmale Kosov Mikra Kosov Yev Shalomroi, because Kibiyochol you give some kind of a physical attribute, says Rashi, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Melamed Shnisata V'Kodesh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibor V'Ero L'Ol Moishe Seder Tfila. Moishe Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moishe Rabbeinu Seder Tfila. Okay? And what Seder Tfila? That's Yud Gimel Midas. So first of all, we have to understand, what does it mean that Shnisata V'Kodesh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibor? What does it mean Kishnisata V'Kishliach Tzibor? So the Marsho says, Misatev Kishliach Tzibur, Vehainu Vayavor. So the Vayavor, Chazal are darshaning, Kishliach Tzibur, Amavir Taliso Alponov. The Mavir is Kibiyochal Kudosh Baruch Hu covered his face like a Shliach Tzibur uses a talis. First, what does mean Kudosh Baruch Hu is a Shliach Tzibur? And what is the talis? So it says, the Marsho, Bekoire Kaseder Azeh, Ha'u'es HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'oreh she'ken yasu kol zman. Be'sefer Yosho b'chomachsa m'kubol m'chatzati, v'nisatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yisotolez levonu she'nisatev b'riyosu shel olam. He was nisatev in that talis, white talis, that he was misatev in the creation of the world, she'alav ne'mar o te'or kasalma. She'mavik misof ha'olam v'atzoyfe, that shines from one side of the world until the end. So what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu nisatev b'tzad. First of all, what do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kishliach tzibur? Right? And we learn from the pasuk v'yavor. But not only that, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Nisatev Betalis. Now the Marsho says, what Talis is it? It's the Talis Levona that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. What does a Talis Levona that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world? How do you know Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world Talis? Why white? And why is it Shemavik that it shines from one side of the world until the other side? What does that mean? But this idea of Talis becomes idea of Halacha Lemaisim. So Rabbi Yoshe Ber learns from here, that you learn it here in Sifa in Siman Aleph, he says that you see that the Shliach Tzibur need to be Misatev Betalis, that the Aloch we learn, Siman Tav Kopei Aleph. And that's why he says maybe the minag is that we have the minag to wear Talis at night for the only night of the year that we wear Talis, if it's not Talis, it's not Kibtzitzis Bayoim, on the night of Kol Nidrei, because you see Yud Gimel Midas, wear the Talis. What is the inherent kesher of Talis to Yud Gimel Midas? Right? And also, what does it mean that Alponov, Posh Pshat means that Kodesh Baruch Hu becomes like Marsho says, it was Mavir the Talis Alponov. We'll soon see also what it means Alponov. But he says he becomes the Shliach Tzibur. That's why the Ramor, Rabbi Yoshe Ber says, the Ramor says, V'idak tu ulasot Shliach Tzibur, V'yisar Hogut, V'yisar God, V'atur, V'maisim, Shev, Shev, Ispalo. The Slichus is a idiom to find somebody who is the Chosh of the person to be the Shliach Tzibur. Why is that? So says Rabbi Yoshe Ber, because very good, because we're trying to emulate the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Shliach Tzibur. So he always did get the greatest person to be a siman, some kind of a symbolism to that. So what does it mean Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Shliach Tzibur, and why does the Talit have such a kesher? That's question number one. Question number two says, if you look at the Loshon, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu by Yud Gimel Midas was Melaved Moshe Rabbeinu Seder Tfila. So you see that for some reason there is an idea of Tfila by Yud Gimel Midas. It's called Seder Tfila. Now the Levush in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph does say that Beferush. The Levush in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph does say the idea, and he says the following. Why do we go ahead and say Kaddish Tiskabel? Tiskabel Tzloisoin is only said after Shmoneh Esrei. So why do we say Kaddish Tiskabel after Yud Gimel Midas? So says the Levush, the reason is because Slichus is structured like Tefillah. And Yud Gimel Midas is B'mokum Shmoneh Esrei. So since Yud Gimel Midas is B'mokum Shmoneh Esrei, that's why we say Tiskabel Tzloisoin. That's why we say Kaddish Tiskabel right afterwards. So you see why. So Yud Gimel Midas has a din of Tfila because it says Beferush. Melamed she'era laKodesh Baruch Hu Seder Tfila. Ve'ero lo leMoishe Seder Tfila. What is the Seder Tfila? Yud Gimel Midas. So therefore you say it is Kabel Tzloisoin. Says Rabbi Yoshe Ber something very gishmak, and the truth is that Rabbi Chur, Pshurkin quotes it indeed from the Mordechai Numa, that why do we say Shumeya Tefillah as an introduction to Slichas? And we say this Dafkat Kol Nidre at night, but during the other times that you see it given to the Zebedeela, we don't say that. Why do we say Shumeya Tefillah Dafka by Kol Nidre, not by then? So says Rabbi Yosheber, and the truth is this is quoted in the Mordechai. I'm going to quote the Mordechai in Yuma. And the Mordechai in Yuma says the following idea. Says the Mordechai in Yuma, U'poiseach shel atzibur yale tachanoneinu v'shamea tfila v'gam shear tfila shel shvach liyoitzreinu. Because you have to start the Gimel Midas before with shvach. V'shuv mispal lo slichas. K'deoma rabbi loy lo ilo misad erdam shvoche shel mokum v'chakya kispalal. So he says beferush that you have to start. The reason why Shomei Tfila, says Rabbi Yosheber, because you need the aloha is the biloy that before you say Shmonesre, you have to start with Shvach. So Shomei Tfila is the Shvach, and therefore says beferush the Mordechai, you say the Tfila Yale Tachanuneinu and Shomei Tfila beforehand to be an introduction to Yud Gimel Midas, because Yud Gimel Midas like Levush as a din of Shmonesre, and Shmonesre has to start with Shvach. Now. So says Rabbi Yosheber, if that's the case, you could understand why by Ne'ilah we don't say. Because by Ne'ilah we say the Gimel Midas in the Shmon Esra. So in the Shmon Esra you had already the obvious Gvuras in Kutus Hashem, that's the Shvach, so you don't need a new Shvach. Okay? So that's very Gishmak, but you see, it has a Din Tefillah. And the question is, why does he have to have a Din Tefillah? What is the Din Tefillah that makes it like a Shmon Esra, Yud Gimel Midas? Afuk Yud Gimel Midas, you mask it, the Midoisa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is this called Seder Tefillah? The Seder Tefillah translates as Ilchus Tefillah. Legabe de halocha, you see, Kabbat, Tlis, Lois, Hoin, you need to have Shvach beforehand. You need to say, to be standing to say it. Why is it that you have such an halocha? Okay? So that's question number two. If you know, Doctor, to question number three is the following. The Tur quotes the Rabbam Goin in the Sidur, brings the Divrei Reb Noson with the algorithm the Goin Reb Noson that there is a minag. The minag is not to say Yud Gimel Midas beYochid. So says the Tur, Kos of Noson Shei Minag liYochid Misan the Lomi Yud Gimel Midas, and says asks the Tur VeEni Yudea Mach Shashes Badover. What's the chash of saying Yud Gimel Midas beYochid? Shari Einu Elake Koyre BaTorah Shari Lo Omru Chachom Elakol Dover Shebikdusha Dover Shebikdusha. You don't say, "Ke goin kadesh kedusha borcha." But why can't you say Yud Gimel Midas? So the Beis Yosef quotes the Tshuva Sarashva, and he says, "Das Sarashva shekosa v'tshuva, mistaber kol shomru derech tefila bakosha zrachamim eine morim ela biyochid." If you say derech bakosha, if you say derech tefila and derech bakosha, it becomes dover shebikdusha. And therefore, he says, "Kmo she'omur ba'goda nisateva kudosh bochu kishliach tzibur ve'omur lo kishisrael lo yisem lefona keseder hazeh." So in other words, you need a din shliach tzibur. The pasuk says, "The pasuk says vayavor kudosh bochu was a shliach tzibur." So you see that you need a tzibur because it's dover shebikdusha. The question is, why mitfila is dover shebikdusha that you need a tzibur? That's a question that we need to answer also. But the Ramo, the Shulchan Aruch indeed passes like the Beis Yosef, Lana like the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein hayochid rasha loyimar shloshes emidos derech tefila bakoshas rachamim." The Dover shebikdusha, he passes like Tshuva Sarashba. But says the Ramo a bigger chidush, "Vechen el yochid loyimar slichos." A yochid should not even say slichos of vayavir, not even vayavir Hashem al ponov, which makes sense at the beginning of Gimel Midas, but not even slichos is not allowed to say. And on that, the Mishnah Berurah asks, it doesn't make any sense. He says, "After you'd given a berg, if Chozer v'shon Ramo b'shem or Zaruah, de'afilu slichus lechud gam ke'in loimer b'yochid." Even slichus, the Ramo holds, he shouldn't say b'yochid. "Aval achroinim tomu l'arikar adin." The achroinim have a big shaila. Why can't yochid say slichus? "De lama lo yomar yochid slichus." Why can't he say slichus? "Atachanunim be'alma." Is it a tachanunim be'alma? What's wrong to say slichus? "V'iskimu de slichus b'lo yigimel midos yochel yochel loymar." So therefore the Rechorim argue with the Ramo. The question is, what's the pshat in the Ramo? What's the pshat in the Ramo that you cannot have slichus even? So Rabbi Yosheber in the Ari Kedem quotes the Ritvo in Rosh Hashanah. The Ritvo in Rosh Hashanah says a givaldik erchidush. Melamed shenisate v'kudosh baruch hu. Sagt er, befarsh rabon dilishna de vayavor. Vayavor is not like we've seen in the Marsha. The vayavor means he passed on the talus on his face. But vayavor means darshinan kishliach tzibor ha'oiver lifnei ateva. Because if a person becomes a shliach tzibor, he's always ha'oiver lifnei ateva. So vayavor means HaKadosh Baruch Hu became like a shliach tzibor. So the din tzibor of Yigimel Midas, according to the Ritva, is not like the Rashba, which is Aloha Dovar Shebekdusha. Is Aloha that the structure of Yigimel Midas is Dafka B'tzibor, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed to Moshe vayavor only like a shliach tzibor. So Mimela the Ramo holds that the entire Slichas is only Biyoch B'rabim B'tzibor. So therefore is a Din Tzibor and Slichas, irrespective of Yigimel Midas, because the entire process, the entire structure is only B'tzibor. And the question that really needs to be asked, why is B'tzibor only? So first of all, we ask, why is it Tfila? Why is the Talis in such a prominent place? But most important is, why does he have to be the Tzibor? Why can't he be Yochid? Why is Yigimel Midas is only in the structure of Tzibor? Now, Rabbi Yoshe Ber wants to say something very interesting, which indeed the Meforesh or Sidur Rav Amram also says. That if he says like this, that perhaps maybe the reason why you need a tzibur by Yudgimel Midas or by Slichas is because the Gemara asks a steer in the Pasuk, Dirshu Hashem behimotzoi bikerubi yosekorov, and there is a Pasuk that says, Kor Hashem lekor koirav, Hashem is always close to us. So when is it? Is it now behimotzoi or kol ha'etzonah? So the Gemara answers, it depends. The Tzibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts Tshuva the whole year. The Yochid only Asaras Yom HaShemiyin. So Mimela, it could be the reason why you need a Tzibur by Slichas is because the Derech HaTshuva is only Ach V'Rak B'Tzibur. Because B'Yochid, Tshuva is not Miskabel. Therefore, the Ritva says you need a Tzibur. So says Rabbi Yashiber, therefore it's possible that the Ramo only quotes this aloha that you cannot say Yudgimel Midas or Slichas B'Yochid. He only quotes it by Tainitz Tibur. He doesn't quote this aloha by Yashas B'Tshuva. Because perhaps by Yashas B'Tshuva you could say that, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekabel the Tshuva B'Yochid also. So therefore, indeed, the only reason he can't say is because this is Derech HaTshuva, and Derech HaTshuva is only Berabim, but by Yashas B'Tshuva, that's B'Yochid, perhaps you could say B'Yochid. Either or, if that's a diuk on the Ramah, if on the Rambam, clearly, Rabbi Yoshe Ber is mashma. If you look at the Rambam is mashma, there is no difference, and even Baser HaSebitshuva has to be Betzibur. The question is, if you need Betzibur, why do you need Betzibur? And why Tshuva is only Betzibur? Why Tshuva is not B'Yochid? If the mitzvah on the Yochid, why is Tshuva on Betzibur? And Taki, what's up, Kimina between Baser HaSebitshuva that Yochid is Mekabel? So why is Yudgimel Midas halocha dafka in the Tzibur, not in the Yochid? Now, one more question that needs to be asked is, find the Gemara of Zayin Amud Aleph says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed you Moshe Rabbeinu Yudgimel Midas, the Pasuk introduces is as v'hasirois is kapai, v'ro'is is achoirai, and the Pasuk says, uponai lo ero. So this is what's called achoiri HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara of Zayin Brocha says, "Om Rav Chana Bar Biza, Om Rav Shimon Chasida Melamed Shakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoishe Kesher Shel Tefillin." Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed the Kesher Shel Tefillin, and that's Arisa Zachoirai. If Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed him Yudgimel Midas like a Shliach Tzibur Lifnei Hateva, what does it have to do at all with the Kesher Shel Tefillin? Why is this called the Kesher Shel Tefillin? And finally, the next question is what Rabbi Yitzchok Zarotkin quotes, and that's a thing, it's such a beautiful pasuk in Yishai in Perk Nun Ches. The pasuk says like this, Lama tzamnu v'lo ra'ita, anino nafshenu v'lo teida. Klal Yisrael says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did we fast and did not get answered? Hem b'yom tzomchem. So for some reason they expected that if they fasted, they got answered. Rabbi Chaim was used to ask, how to know? When they fasted, they were expected to be answered. Lama tzamnu v'lo ra'ita, anino nafshenu v'lo teida. So Rabbi Chaim wants to say that perhaps this is the aloha of Yom Kippurim separately. So he says, Rabbi Yitzchok Zarotkin, because by Tzamdu, by Tainis, and Rabbi Amram Goren already quotes in the Siddur, that on the Tanisim, we say the aloha of a Yavir. The whole idea of Yigimel Midas is said by Tzibur. Rashi also says, "Kol man shisrol oisim lefone kesei derazeh b'yom ha-Tainis." Because b'yom ha-Tainis, for some reason, we're going to soon see why is Tainis nogia to Yigimel Midas. But So Pasuk is asking, you told us that you see you give on midos, and then Chozos Rekam, we fasted, which means we said the whole Seder Atayinis, which is you give on midos, and you didn't answer us. Why not? So the Pasuk says the following. The Pasuk continues and says, Hele rivu matza titatsumu. If you're fighting and you're fasting, ulehakov beg rof resha, and you're still hitting people as a rosha, don't fast like this. Do you think that that's what I want, the tzom? Yom anu is odom nafshe. You see, the tzom is the one that the person suffers. Or he becomes very humble, that he puts his head down. Do you think that this is a tainis? Hello, Yobriza. Hello, Zetzom. That's not the tzom I'm waiting for. I want to open the Raja coat. All the oppression of the Rosha, hat teragud is mok v'shachlus tzimchov. So people are oppressed, send them away. V'chol moed at natei kol oforos l'arav l'chmecha gift stocker vanim rudim tavibayis kitir or v'chisos. If you see somebody who is naked, bring him and dress him up. U'mibsor chol es azi boker shachorecha. Then you're going to sign. So in other words, state in Siddur of Amram that the seder hatainis, the person is misane, says you give me this in answer to gift stocker. So tzedakah, the Pasuk says, without tzedakah, without allowing people to grow and feeding people and people who are being oppressed, taking away from oppression, there is no Yigimul Midas. The question is, what does Yigimul Midas have to do anything with tzedakah? So to summarize the questions is, number one, what does it have to do with talis? This idea of talis, it becomes translates into Halacha L'Maaseh. Why is talis so inherent? The Pasuk says, Vayavar Kutam Asho, that's exactly. Of course, what's a talis levona, Shebro Brias Oilam? Why is Yigimul Midas a Seder Tefillah that we learned that that's called a Seder Tefillah? Why does it have to be Davka Betzibur? And why Tshuva is Betzibur? And why Davka Hashem Tzibur Tshuva is Beyochid? Why are the Yigimul Midas a Din of Kesher Shul Tefillin? Mechora? And also, most important, is why Yigimul Midas have to say, we said, in the Tzura of Tzedakah. To answer all of it, I think it's important to understand what Yigimul Midas are all about. We know the Yigimul Midas Hashem Hashem Kerach V'Chanun, but as we already said in Tashlich, the Pasuk in Micha, the Pasuk Mikel Kamoicha, that is also a vision of the Yigimul Midas. And the Avona, the Goyen explains between the two, is that in Micha, Micha saw in the Shamayim Ha'elyonim, how does Yigimul Midas work? So he saw them at work. Moshe Rabbeinu, in Yigimul Midas that he mentioned, is a tefillah that those Yigimul Midas should come into the world, that they should shine into the world. So if you want to understand what the Yigimul Midas are, you've got to see the Yigimul Midas as they are described in Micha. If we look at our tefillah, we say, remember, as you've seen, le'onav mikedem. And the killer Erech HaPayim also, from before, you've shown him from before. What does it mean from before? What does mikedem have to do with Yigimul Midas? But the answer is very simple. The most old Yigimul Midas we have, but we know the Yigimul Midas are always be mispar Yigimul. Why are they be mispar Yigimul? So says the Gro, Yud Gimel is Begimetri Echod, they are the Soid Echod, and Yud Gimel Midas are Yud Gimel Midas Shatur Nidrashes Bohem, and Yud Gimel Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Midas Rachamim. Now, why is Davka Besoid Echod Yud Gimel Midas? But even more, if you look at Echad Miyodea, which describes the numbers, you go and you say, Al echad miyodea echad rekin shebashamayim baaretz. The echad bashamayim baaretz is not that you're just associating HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the number echad. You're telling it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the essence of the number one. The number 13 is midaya, is midos. Now it's unclear if it's shlosh esri midos hatorah nidrashes bohem, or your midos is the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they're not just an association that happens to be that that's the 13. The Chor is telling you that Yud Gimel Midas Shatorin Nidrashes Bohem, or Yud Gimel Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which according to the Goyin, they are the same. It's the representation of the number 13. It's explaining what the number 13 is all about. So what is the essential kasher between the number 13 and Yud Gimel Midas Shatur Nidreshes Bohem or Yud Gimel Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the essential kasher between them? So as I told you, we make kedem. If you look, the pasuk says, the vachakol we say in the tefillah, Schoir Brishlosh says, Kuidata Leonav Mikedem. What does Mikedem mean? Mikedem Lichoir relates to the Ikar Hamida that describes, which is the Midah 13th. Because there are these 13 Midas, and the number 13 is the Kesh of the Midah that represents the Yud Gimel Midas is the 13th Midah. What is the 13th Midah? Is Venake. And by Shloshes Midah Shator and Dreshes Bohem is Now, first of all, what's the kesher between Venake and that? But not only Venake is a problem, because the pasuk says Venake lo yenake. And Chazal already asked the Moreshon of Yudam Beis, what does it mean? Venake lo yenake. Is it nake or is it lo yenake? And the Gemara says it's menake l'shovim, ve'no menake l'sheinam shovim. Right? It depends. If you make tshuva, it's Venake. If you don't, it's lo yenake. Now, the problem is we split the pasuk in half, and we say Venake. And you can't divide a pasuk in the middle. So how do we divide the pasuk to say Venake when the pasuk says Venake lo yenake? So if you want to understand what Venake is and why we split it, and why the 13th is the most important, we have to go to Micha. And in Micha, what is the last midah? Is Mimei Kedem. Kasher nishbata lav yiseinu Mimei Kedem. Which is Mimei Kedem, is keneged the Yud Gimel Midas because it's the 13th. That's why we say, Schoir bli shosesre, ki oidata leonov mikedem. What does mikedem mean? So it explains the going in the Imre Shefer, which is Avtoli Hashidur, on the Gro, and explains the following. The Yud Gimel Midas is an hog of the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us Bechira. And the Bechira means that we could make the wrong turn and fall off the cliff. There is a master plan which was originally set up, Mimei Kedem. And that original plan stands behind, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Anhoga. And that Anhoga is the Anhoga that wraps the entire Anhoga from above. That even though you give, quote-unquote, Bechira, that Anhoga is the Anhoga that will make sure that things happen as they are supposed to be. That the original plan, the Mimei Kedem, still happens. Which means the Anhoga Sayichu, that every mindset in the world in the end is going to be part of the final realization of the world. Which means the following. There is Anhoga Sayichu, Gemara Alam Kalo explains in Das Fundus. There is such a thing called Anhoga Sayichu, and there is something called Anhoga Samishpat. Anhoga Samishpat is that a person has free Bechira and does whatever it is. However, there's Anhoga, which is Anhoga Sayichu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Yochid, and he is the only one. There's no two decisions. There's only one decision. It's the decision of the Echad, that all the paths in the end go to the final goal. That Anhoga Sayichu is the Anhoga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, is Yediya. That Yediya is what things are going to happen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows a person to make a decision. But there is an underlying self-correcting mechanism that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's idea is going to make sure that that when you choose, you end up choosing the right thing. This is the ultimate GPS of the universe. You go ahead and you are allowed to make wrong turns. But sometimes a wrong turn can take you off the cliff. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an Anhoga, which is the ultimate Anhoga Sachesed, because Chesed wraps everything. And Chesed is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you Midas Adin, not Chas V'Sholom to fail, you get Midas Adin to succeed. So you make sure that when you make the wrong turn, he gives you another alternative route to achieve the same thing and to take the wrong turn into a right turn. And that we're going to speak on Leil Yom Kippur, Mirtz Hashem, that it's not only that if you make a wrong turn, he gives you another right turn to make it up. He will show you how the wrong turn can become part of the right turn, because your mistakes become the way of how to achieve success. It's not that you make a mistake. Tshuva is very easy to think that you have a charota and you leave the chet behind. The idea of tshuva is to take the wrong turn into a right turn. That you take the charot of something that you did wrong, and that charot creates a kabbalah that because of that mistake, that's why you're going to make the right turn. Your failures are the stepping stones to success. Ein Adam oymed al divrei Torah elim ken nichshal boim tchila. You can only get to the right path through your mistakes. You don't get to the right path like a GPS despite your mistakes. The idea of tshuva is that you have the ability to incorporate it, the osoid ha'echod, that everything unites it into one, that you get to the right place, not despite the mistakes, but through your mistakes. And that's the koyach ha'tshuva. Yud Gimel Midas tells you mimei kedem. You know mimei kedem means that the original plan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that it gets done. That it gives you the chance that when you make the wrong turn, you don't fall off the cliff, but you have a self-mechanism to go to the right path and turn the wrong turn into a right turn. That the wrong turn makes you actually drive better when you get to the right turn. This is the idea of the koyach of Det Anhoga. Det Anhoga is the Anhoga which is hidden from us. That's why on Sesame Tshuva, which is a Melech Basode, we say Shir Hamalo is Mimamakim Krosich Hashem. The Posh Pshat Mamakim means from our depth, we call upon you, Hashem. But the Zohar says not from our depths, it's from the depths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the deeper Anhoga is that even though we have a freedom of choice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Arav Rachman, Kimcho haslicho leman tivore. Kodesh Baruch Hu goes ahead and he wants to make sure that people make the right choice. Bechira was not given for us to make the wrong choice, but to make the right choice. That's why the eagle, after we did the eagle, and we broke Luchos HaRishonos, so we thought that we made the wrong turn, and that's it. Now we fall off the cliff. And that's what the Goyim says. Now you make the wrong cliff. That's what Muhammad writes in the Quran. You make the wrong turn. That's it. It's done. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, Ani Hashem Hashem, I have Hashem before Sheyechta, and there is Hashem Le'achta Sheyecha V'shuv, which Shuva you could incorporate, you can always recorrect. That's Luchos Shniyos, and that is the Anhog of Yud Gimel Midas. It's the last Midah which is called Mimei Kedem. And this is the idea of Venake Lo Yenake. Because in light is Venake, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Menake L'Shovim, but there is Me'eno Menake L'Sheinam Shovim. The Midah, a 13th, is that Venake overcomes and overtakes the loyenake to make the loyenake also a venake. So the venake is the one that is machriya the loyenake. Ultimately, it's the shnik suvi makhishim zeetze. Shnik suvi makhishim zeetze, that's life. That you have a contradiction. Sometimes you do right, sometimes you do wrong. And the chidush of the midah shloshesre is that the third midah, the midah of tshuva, is machriya beinim, takes the wrong turn into the right turn. Says the Gro, the Imri Shefer explains, Shnei Ksuve Makhishim Zedze is one, is Chesed and Din, they are Makhishim Zedze. At Sheova Kosov HaShlish, the Anhoga of Midas Adin, tells you that the Midas HaChesed overcomes and allows Midas Adin to become part of Chesed. So that is the Anhoga of Yud Gimel Midas. And that's the number 13. What's the number 13? Number 13, you have 12 paths. You have all the paths. But all the paths can go to all directions. 12 is always the ultimate definition and the expansion of space. A three-dimensional world that we live, if you connect all the sides of a three-dimensional cube, you have 12 lines, because that is the full definition of reality. That's why the word Zeh is Begimatriot base. Always 12 is that, which is Keneged Shem Hava Yudke Vovke in these three cognitive dimensions, which is 12 letters. So it comes out that this is the reality. But they go everywhere, those paths. There is, however, a point, a nekuda, that brings everything back into perspective. You take all the cube and you draw into a perspective. That nekuda is the nekuda shloshesre, the soid ha'echod, that unifies all the paths toward one goal only. That midah is the shloshesre midas. The shloshesre midas is that force which nake and loyenake, the nake, afilo the loyenake, or shnei ksuvim amachishim zedze, asher vakosuv ashlishi v'achri b'neim. This unifies and single handles takes everything into the right path. That in the end is not one path, not 12 paths, but only one path out there. It's not two, it's not 12, it's only one. That is the midah of enake loyenake, and that is the anhog of shloshesre midas shirachamim. And that's on hog of mimei kedem. That's why it's choyer bris shloshesre kyoidata leon of mikedem, that you show from it, you give me this leon of mikedem. And the shloshesre midas are the anhogas akeser to make sure that the bechira actually goes, and the bechira not fails, but not only doesn't fail, but actually succeeds. That the GPS never turns in the wrong turn, it turns into a right turn. That when you make the wrong turn, you don't fall off the cliff, but there's a self-correcting mechanism to get you to the right path. That's l'chayra the idea of shofar, right? We spoke about the shofar is when you go back to that voice before breaking into words. You go back to the source and to the retzonin v'lasu retzonecha, the deeper voice of the neshama. That deeper voice of the neshama wants to do what's right. You might verbalize it wrong, but if you go back to the path, you realize that even if you verbalize it wrong, you have the idea to be able to do it right. That's what Chazal say. Lama tekim keshem yoishvim tekim keshem oimdim. Why do you blow shofar sitting and standing? To go and confuse the Sotan. How does that confuse the Sotan? But the answer is very simple. Because Shofar, what is Sotan? That's Yom Kippurim. There is a Yetzer Hara, there is a Malach HaMavis. The Yetzer Hara exists, the Gemara Yuma says, the Yetzer Hara works on Yom Kippur, probably maybe even overdrive. The Malach HaMavis also works, people die on Yom Kippur. The only thing that there isn't is the Sotan. Because what does the Sotan do? The Yetzer Hara is the one that makes it the wrong turn. The Malach HaMavis wants to take the wrong turn into a final turn to make sure that the wrong turn gets you off the cliff. And the Satan tries to make the wrong turn into falling off the cliff. He tries to make the Yetzer Hara into the Malach HaMavis. Yom HaKippurim, you know, the Seder HaMitzvah, which culminates in Yom HaKippurim, tells you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Anhogas of Gimel Midos, doesn't allow you. It doesn't allow the Yetzer Hara to turn into a Malach HaMavis. And that's why Tekim Keshem Yoishim Tekim Keshem Oimdim tells you the one thing, that you blow when you're sitting and you blow when you're standing. Even if you blow shofar when you're sitting and you're not making the mitzvah, you still have the ability to do it standing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow you a wrong turn to turn into falling off the cliff. He gives you a chance to redo it in a different oifen. That's an hog of Yugibul Midas, Venake, Loyenake, the Hizmenake, even the Loyenake. And that's the anhoga of Shlik Suvi, Mamakhishim, Zed, Zeach, Yova, Kosva, Shliya, Shivyachriya, Beineim. And that's the Midas Ashlosha said that unifies all the path into a unique path. That's Yugibul Midas and tells you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure to never fall off the cliff. If we understand this, now all the questions that we asked, I answered. We asked, why is the talis? Talis levona, the lovan, is when all the colors become together. The world is wrapped around with a talis. Talis, what does talis mean? Cloth is something that although it covers something, it allows you to reveal something else. As they say, the goof. The goof hides in the neshama. But if you cover the goof, you reveal the neshama. That's why the Gemara says in Shabbos that the Rabbi Yochanan used to call his goof, his clothing, mechavdai, mechavdusai. Why? Because the neshama is called covered, lemanzamer chachovit. So by covering the goof, you reveal the neshama. The talis is the anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that reveals HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the gilui of the anhog as Hashem. That gilui surrounds the world, is misativ the world. What surrounds the world is a talis levon, is a talis which is lovan that all the paths get done. That's the ultimate anhogas chesed, that the chesed wraps around the world. Even though within the world they have midas adin, chesed always wraps around. The same way about kiyas, you have a kiya. You have a pshuta lefanea, which is the midas achesed, and the midas adin, which is broken and painful, but is a pshuta lacharea, so it wraps around. So it says the wrapping around, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the wrapping around the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with a talis levona. Levona is all midas achesed, that every path is included, nothing gets lost. And that's what wraps around the world. And that's why the light that shines from one end to the other end, that in the end, one side to the other side, everything will connect. In between appears to be millions of wrong turns, but the talis makes sure that all the paths, the lovan, go to the goal, and that when you look from one end to the other end of the world, everything is included, everything is connected. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shliach Tzibur. What is Shliach Tzibur? Shliach Tzibur, he guides the Tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that anhoga, that wraps around the world like a talis, which is the white anhoga of Chesed, it guides the world like it was a Shliach Tzibur. It guides the world. All these people are going together. There's like a boat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is driving the boat. That's why it's Kishliach Tzibur. So that anhoga, that there is no failure, that all of Bechira is to achieve success. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the self-correcting mechanism of the world that guides it to move it forward. This is anhog on the tzibur. It's not anhog on the yochid. Throughout the year, the tzibur never fails. Tzibur eino imes. Tzibur eino imes. The Gemara says that the tzibur doesn't die. And when Christ says a tzibur doesn't die because a tzibur Kuzbochu makes, but a yochid can fall off the cliff. Aser sebechuve is the chidush, that because it's the brom briyas oilam, that even individuals don't fall in place. So bimela, this anhog of bimekedem, of the anhog of gimel midas, says the Gemara is only an hog. Who is the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the self-correcting mechanism? It's a communal an hog. And therefore that an hog is only Betzibur, not Beyochid. But Yom HaKippurim and the Aser Seh Betshuva, that is Nitna LaYochid, the Pshat is that whenever Yochid is recreated, if you go ahead and you go back to your source, to your Shoresh, you get an ability to recreate yourself also. So that ability, the self-mechanism that you could recreate the Tzibur, not to make sure that you don't fall off the cliff, in the day of the Tziras HaAdam, which is the recreation of Adam, every Yochid gets that chance. And that's a chance of Rosh Hashanah. That's why in the Aseres HaMetshuva, Yud Gimel Midas, says Rabbi Yoshber, technically Shayach to Yochid also, because the self-correcting mechanism, the recreation of Adam, is Shayach there also. Now you could understand also why this Tzeder Tefillah. Because this idea of connecting to the Yichud, this idea of going to Anhogas HaYichud, is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the highest form. If we are Anhogas HaTzi, if we are in the world of Mishpat, in the world of choices create a choice that you could Chas Hashom fail. If you go back to the Anhog, if you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Anhogas HaYichud, in the Anhogas HaYichud, the Pshat is that there is never a failed choice. Connecting to Anhogas HaYichud is Yud Gimel Midas, that you evoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Anhoga that wraps around the world, you connect to that. And therefore, Yud Gimel Midas is ultimately the highest form of Tefillah. The highest form of Tefillah is that you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'atem advekim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayoyim. If you connect to the Midas HaYichud, you could live in the world of Yichud. And therefore, Yud Gimel Midas is connecting to the world of Yichud. And therefore, Shtet Vamar Goyim, you have to do Tzedakah. Because the ultimate Tzedakah is Yud Gimel Midas. Yud Gimel Midas is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the chance that even when you fail, you have the ability to pick yourself up again. That's why in Tainis, you have to realize the whole idea of this is to show that my Bechira sometimes fails, but I can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the world of Yichud, and there is no failure. You get the ability to connect that. Therefore, Dafka by a Tainis, when you show that you have nothing, that you are like Malachi Ashor, as you could connect to the Anhog if you'd give me this. But that's the greatest form of Tzedakah. The greatest form of Tzedakah is when somebody lost the opportunity, you give him the opportunity again. For us to connect to the Olam HaYichud, to allow us that when we miss the opportunity, to get the chance to do the opportunity again, is the greatest form of chesed and tzedakah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when somebody fails, he picks him up. Therefore, stating pasuk, if you want to make sure that Gimel Midas works, you have to do the same thing also. You have to look to other people who are oppressed, downtrodden, and go ahead and give them a second chance. Because if you give them a second chance, you get a second chance, which is ultimately that midah. And therefore is the kesher shel tefillin. The kesher shel tefillin is what? Stating go in the kavonas tefillin. The tefillin, the four batim, with the three faculties of the brain, which is Chochma, Bin, and Das, to create all the paths and to tie it into the mindset. That's how you take the kesher and you put it, all of that, the four batim of tefillin, the four parshas of tefillin, with the three powers of the intellect, which is the 12, the paths of the wisdom, and you tie this into one power to bring into the world of mindset through the spine. That's why through the spine, the kesher shel tefillin. But the kesher shel tefillin tells you that this power, even though it appears to be disparate whales, it works together and in the end achieves its goal. It all ties in together. There's an ability to put all the choices and all the wrong choices into one ability. Dafka behind the head. Dafka the mokom haseser is something which is hidden. So in other words, it appears to be that you make wrong choices and they don't tie into one form. The chidush is that they too tie into one form. All the choices that we have in the world of Kodesh Boch who allow us that all these wrong choices in the end, they fuse together into the right choice. That's Anhog of Gimel Midas. That's that self-correcting mechanism, the guiding hand of the world, to make sure that all the path, kol hanehor is ol chemelayam. And that's why kesher shel tefillin me'achorei ha'rosh, the kesher shel tefillin behind the head, is it gimel midas. That's why gimel midas, v'reises achoirai, that is it. Achoirai is that in the hand, even when things are hidden, all of it's connecting to one thing only, and the right path comes down. And that is the anhog of the Gimel Midas. The anhog of the Gimel Midas is that we know that as much as we make failures, if we go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say we want to go back to our source, to our beginnings, and we want to start again, give me a chance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas HaChesed, which wraps around the world, will guide us to make the right choice and to make the all the wrong choices in the end unified into a final and one path, which is the path to the right choice.